This is a dictation for Linda Johnson, LindaJohnson. Date of birth is 10/15/1954. Date of service, January 13, 2022. Linda Johnson is presenting here for a follow-up evaluation. She reports that her pain in the lower back is around 7, and the knee pain is 7, and left ankle pain is 7. She also reports of pain in the right wrist around 7. And with no numbness or tingling of the fingers. She also reports of pain in tailbone across and some pain in the left shoulder around 7. She reports that the pain level is usually 7 in all these categories, and 70% pain has improved with the recent injuries for lumbar epidural steroid injection. She also has a history of carpal tunnel syndrome with a history of involvement of the second, third, and fourth finger, as numbness in the right side. Other than that, there is no other major symptom. She has some radius she used to have when she started coming here to that leg, which is now absent. She has some numbness of the left leg is not present. The patient is about to see an orthopedic surgeon next week, Dr. Cohen, regarding her left knee and left shoulder. Hopefully that will help her out at that time. She does have issues with walking, and her walk is limited to one block, and shoulder has already improved with the couple shots that she received. Her ADLs that are affected currently due to her mood, 9. Work, relationship with other people, and sleep are affected, 9. Walking ability is affected, 7. Relationship with other people is 6. In the neurology and symptoms between neurology, like patient has no headaches or dizziness, vertigo, or vision disturbances, balance problem, memory problems. In the pain illness, patient has the only pain in the lower back, mainly across, involving both the tailbone joints, and something in the left shoulder, left knee is the main issue. In GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stomach, trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, pretty painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble, chest pain, coughing, short of breath. In last 30 days, in reports, no changes in the pain level. It has remained the same. However, there are changes in the medical, surgical history, hospital, and weight loss, or any other trauma. Substance abuse reports no changes in alcohol level, or and no change, no use of alcohol or any marijuana or any other substances. In the compliance history, patient is full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that the blood is 133/102, pulse is 113, pulse ox 97, and temperature is 98.1. The rest of the physical exam shall be same from the previous visit of November 18, 2020, dictation number is 1130-082. Including diagnosis, the plan of care is to continue the treatment that is provided to her, including orthopedic surgery consultation. The patient is ordered a urine drug screen, a home care physical therapy is being ordered to help on the neck and the lower back, left knee and left shoulder area, as the patient is going to continue to have injection treatment and other therapies. Home access, acupuncture, non-pharmacological modalities like meditation, they are advised to the patient, soaking in a warm water. The patient is stable otherwise. End of dictation. Thank you.